My guest is a personal trainer and an online health coach who trains many high-profile celebrity clients and influencers and tastemakers, including some of the world's top models. His new book, The Two-Meal Day, is based on the idea of intermittent fasting helping you to lose weight. It's 21 quid. It's available from Easons or indeed on Amazon. Max Lowry, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We were having a little chat there during the ad break. You came to this slightly later. What were you before you were a personal trainer?
I was a stockbroker for 4 years, actually. So the complete and utter opposite lifestyle.
Not a very healthy lifestyle, I'd imagine, a stockbroker.
No, a lot of client entertainment, drinking, things like that, which was fun. But yeah, I just got bored of feeling terrible, really.
And how did you switch? I mean, what was the genesis of this?
It was a very slow process. Lots of small things kind of made me remember how I used to be. And I was very good at sport when I was young at school. And I just realized, you know, feeling like this is not normal, and I just wasn't interested in what I was doing. So I kind of slowly got back into the exercise and everything like that.
Tell us about the book, The Two-Meal Day. This sounds to me like a form of hell where you cut out one of your meals. Why would you do that to yourself?
So I hear that a lot. You know, essentially by skipping that one meal and pushing your first meal a bit later into the day, you're able to burn store body fat for energy. And this is where most of the health benefits come from. But unfortunately, if you're eating food all the time, you become dependent on that food for energy. And that's what the mid-morning slump in energy levels and the mid-afternoon slump is, which has become the social norm, but is actually not normal. And we're not meant to be so dependent on the food.
But if you don't eat, your body reacts differently. It starts producing different things that doctors can test for and can tell you. Like, I mean, if you don't eat for 6 or 8 hours and you went going to the doctor and do a quick test, he'll be able to tell you that you haven't eaten in the last 6 hours.
Yeah, so it's called being in the fasted state. So after about 5 to 6 hours after you finish eating, your digestive processes stop. And then you're in what's called the fasted state. And this is where actually lots of benefits happen. There's something called autophagy, which is basically when your cells are forced to recycle damaged components, which can, it's been shown to slow down type 2 diabetes. It can help with chemotherapy side effects. And this is the thing, you know, that is kind of going on beneath the surface. But the most obvious benefits that you're feeling on a day-to-day basis is actually having a lot more energy, which is surprising, because fat is a kind of a more sustainable fuel source. And not only that, digestion takes up a lot of energy and you're freeing that up.
So how quickly can you lose weight by doing something like this?
So obviously, you know, that's it's a difficult question to answer. On average, with my online meal plans, in the first month, people are losing between 4 to 6 kilograms. You know, but
give us that in old money. 4 to 6 kilograms
I'm
going to Google that. You keep talking.
Yeah. And, you know, initially, the whole reason why I started doing this myself was because of weight loss. But actually, the stable energy levels and the feeling less hungry is so empowering and so kind of just dominant in my day-to-day life that that's the reason I kind of stick to it.
6 kilos is about 13 pounds. It's nearly a stone.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, it's nearly a stone. Talk us through a day in your world right now. So in other words, you have 2 meals a day.
Yeah, 2.5 sometimes. Sometimes one. It completely depends on my training. So because by eating this way, you become in tune with your body. You understand what hunger actually means. And so on my training days, I'll probably have 2.5 meals, quite a lot of calories. On my rest days, I have maybe 1.5 meals, less calories. And that's, it balances out exactly what it should be over the course of the week.
Now, when you say quite a lot of calories, how does that relate to quite a lot of calories in our normal diet?
So for me, because I train quite a lot and I was training as a competitive sprinter whilst fasting, as many as 4,000 calories in 2.5 meals. But then on my rest days, as little as 1,500 calories, which lots of men in particular would listen to and be like, how on earth do you do that? 1,500 calories. But because it fluctuates on a day-to-day basis.
So what's 50, give us 1,500 calories in a plate.
That's kind of, I normally do that in 1.5 meals. So it's, normally I have some protein, some healthy fats. And if it's a rest day, then I'll be quite low carbohydrates. So plate full of food, eating until I'm full, no kind of restriction there at all.
So we're talking a little bit of chicken, maybe.
Yeah, some
broccoli,
freshly cooked food.
You go into a lot of detail about food in the book. Mm. Did you cook when you were younger, or is this something you came to later?
No, actually, I didn't start cooking until I was about 19. I immaturely thought that I would always have someone there to cook for me, like either my mum or,
life's
you
a
know.
Bitch like that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, you have to feed yourself.
But fortunately, my father was very interested in food and very interested in kind of where the food comes from. So I've grown up, you know, understanding sourcing ingredients and things like that. So when I first moved out, I got him to teach me a few recipes, and from the age of 19, which is almost 10 years ago.
So you built up a skill. Now, everyone is asking on text about treats. Do you allow treats?
Oh, yeah, of course. So in the book, there's healthier desserts, which are allowed on your rest days twice per week. And it's all kind of no added sugar.
I got a second. I'm looking at some of these here. And they're grand. Like you've got, we have a chocolate banana milkshake.
Oh, so good.
It's grand. Raw chocolate brownie.
Really good.
Seasonal berries of coconut cream. But you're only allowed to have them twice a week.
Yeah, and initially,
They really are a treat.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, you know, the dessert should be, really. I think it's an issue when they're there every meal and, you know, you start craving them after every meal. I think that's when it becomes a problem.
So the rule of thumb used to be eat a little and often and spread your meals across the day. You're completely gone to the opposite end of that.
Yeah, so there's lots of research going into this subject at the moment. And it's not so much about how much you're eating or what you're eating. It's more when you're eating. And I'm not saying that you won't get fat loss results from eating six meals in a day. Of course, that, you know, if you go from eating terrible food to eating six really good meals. But the problem with that is, A, I think it's unsustainable to prepare six meals or four or five. B, you will feel hungry all the time because your body will expect food all the time. And C, you're not getting the amazing benefits from being in a fasted state and allowing your body to burn stored body fat and giving your digestive system a break.
You talk about drink as well.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
So having been a stockbroker, obviously, I've experienced the complete and utter opposite. I do nothing in half measures. So for me, it's not about not drinking. I love good beer and I love good gin, but it's about changing drinking habits.
You are really opposed to spirits. So in other words, the idea of knocking back a load of shots.
No, I'm not opposed to spirits. I'm opposed to the way that they're drunk in shots, because there's no other reason to drink a shot other than to get really drunk. I drink tequila, but I sip it and it's really good quality. You know, that's another thing I say, is actually pay up for something that tastes good, so you kind of savor the flavor and you drink it slower.
All of this, how sustainable is it, right? I mean, I'm looking at you now and there you are, 29 years of age,
peak
27 years old, sorry, peak physical, I aged you 2 years, peak physical health, you know, eating, your really looking after yourself. But I mean, will you get to 35 or the age I am, 41, and go, ah, Jesus, I can't face under 2 minutes, I'll have a curry, and then it'll become another curry, and then all of a sudden it's gone out the door.
This is the thing, I am not that strong-willed. Like, if it was really a struggle and I was feeling deprived, I wouldn't be doing it. The reason this has become a way of life and is becoming a way of life for a lot of people is because it is sustainable. And remember, it's not about cutting calories. It's just restricting meal frequency. That's all it is.
And it's also about exercise. And you've put a lot of exercise. So if you can't do, they're not mutually exclusive. You have to do both.
No, absolutely. If you want to transform your health, your fitness, your physique, you have to do 100% both. The exercise is so good for so many different ways. And, you know, it's mentally good. It's physically good. And the diet goes alongside that.
And the funny thing is, you are very much modern dietitian insofar as that you're an exercise guy, because it's all social media. Like, you're interacting mostly with people on social media as opposed to the old traditional, you have a clinic and you run around and chase people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it all started with my personal clients and I realized that social media is a great tool to reach more people. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I'm getting at least 5 to 10 emails saying how this has kind of transformed people's lives.
Greg asked a question. Can you ask Max what he thinks about the amount of sweets and sugary things that kids are eating today?
It's absolutely terrible. You know, the average 10-year-old eats more sugar in a year than an average 10-year-old 100 years ago is eating in their entire lives. You know, type 2 diabetes is happening in children now, and it's awful. It's got to stop. And it's good that the sugar tax is happening, I think. But I think the most important thing is labeling needs to change.
Yeah, because people see labels. Traffic light system. I don't know why we don't have more traffic light system.
You know, I think in terms of sugar, it needs to be teaspoons. There needs to, like on a can of Coke, it needs to say that there's 9 teaspoons of sugar in this can of Coke. People relate to that.
My 10-year-old was able to tell you the exact amount of teaspoons in most fizzy drinks from being taught in school.
Oh, really? What it is. That's great.
It doesn't stop him drinking them, mind you, but he's at least aware of how bad they are.
With children, as long as it's not in the house, it's okay. Outside the house, fine, but in the house, no.
The book is called The 2 Meal Day. It's published by Kyle Books. It's out now, €21. Max Lowry, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.